You're listening to SBS News.
Coffs Harbour on the New South Wales mid-north coast is famous for the big banana. But it has, in fact, been berry country since the turn of the century, with 80% of Australia's blueberries coming from the region. And while the paddocks look prosperous, with seas of green, growers here are in drought. That includes Sid Sidhu, a veteran farmer of 37 years.
To understand it, it's very hard at the moment. Everything looks green on top, but when you dig down deeper, it's very dry underneath.
Because of the drought, Sid Sidhu could lose up to $500,000 in his blueberry investment, which includes 26,000 blueberry plants. He and his sons are making a better return on their cucumbers, grown in hydroponic houses and not reliant on natural rainfall or soil. But Mr. Sidhu says their water supply is severely depleted.
We're suffering right now. We're starting to already cut water. We're starting to think about pruning our berries, some blocks so we can conserve some water. If we don't get rain in the next month or 6 weeks, we're going to run out of water, full stop.
The Sidhus are one of 150 farming families of Sikh faith in the town of Woolgoolga, a community that has bolstered the local and national economy since the early 1900s. Gurmesh Singh is a third-generation farmer with 200 acres of blueberries and macadamias across three farms. But his blueberries are not growing to their full potential as the fruit enters its seasonal peak. And with minimal rain and limited access to runoff water, he says it may prove too difficult to turn a profit.
We've got enough water at the moment for irrigation, but if we start to see a really, really dry spring, which is pretty usual for this area, we might see those supplies start to dwindle. August and September are usually fairly dry months for this area. We do start to see some rain, storm activity towards October and November. If we don't get that activity this year, we might be in for a really dry summer.
Michael Singh's 12 hectares are home to one of just a dozen banana farms left on the Coffs Coast. The drought has hit him hard. He says he expects to lose up to 40% of his return this season.
In the last couple of years, we've actually gone through a bit of bad weather and dry weather, and the plant under stress. We can't really do much. So it's going to get set back for starters, and then we can't look after the plant the way we should. So the quality is going to drop, and you'll see it on the fruit.
There's a shortage of skilled labour across the Coffs Coast. Farmers are desperate for government incentives to entice local residents to work for them. Gurmesh Singh says some other practical solutions would go a long way.
So that includes kind of licences for more on-farm storage, allow us to collect more of the runoff on our own properties. So at the moment there's a limit to how much water we're allowed to keep.
Andrea Nierhoff, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.